is Daf Pei Beis. So we got to the last three lines of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, just to remind yourselves, the Mishnah was talking about if the Pesach, Karm Pesach, was Tame, either Shalim or Rubo, the din was you have to go back to the Beis Hamikdash to burn, and you use the Atzim Aracha, you use the wood from the Beis Hamikdash, and if only a mit, only a small part of the Karm Pesach was Tame, or the Nosar, any leftovers, the din is you could burn in your own backyard, or your rooftops, and you could use your own wood. So the Gemara said, and the Mishnah said, that there were certain seikonim, people who were stingy, who would be very machbid, even a miyut of the Karm Pesach they'd bring back to the Beis Hamikdash to burn there, to use the wood from the Maracha as opposed to their own wood. That was the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Nitma miyuto. So if a small part of the Karm Pesach got tame, you burned it in your backyard with your own wood. Or a min who asks the Gemara from the Brice of Echein Mishiyatzim Yushalayim, a person who left Yushalayim. V'niskar sheish biyad the basa kodesh, and he remembered he had basa kodesh. Im avar tofim sorfo b'mkama. He took it outside the walls of Yishalayim, and therefore it's a psul yotze. He has to burn it. So if he already passed by tofim, which is considered far away from Yishalayim, it's too much of a schlep to make him go back. So he let him burn it in his place. Rashi says two lines from the bottom here. Sorfo b'mkama. Lo hitchichu lachzer l'sorfo b'Yishalayim. We don't make him go all the way back to Yishalayim to burn it. Since he's gotten so far, he's passed the city of Tzofim, he could burn it wherever he is. However, Imlav, if he hasn't yet passed the area of Tzofim, he's still within that radius of Tzofim, then the Gemara says, Andaf Pei Beis now, Choser v'sorfil f'nei habira, me'atzeh ha-maracha. He has to go back and burn it in front of Yushalayim, in front of the Beis Hamikdash, using atzeh ha-maracha. So what's the question here? So if you look at Rashi to explain the question, the top Rashi in Pei Beis here, Choser v'sorfo, alma mi'uto shinifsal me'atzeh ha-maracha, Nami Sarfinon. Even though the Gemara doesn't talk about how much the Basa Kodesh is, even if a small part of the Basa Kodesh was brought out, Psuyote, you'd have to go back and burn it as long as you're within the radius of Tofim. So how come our Mishnah says if Miut was Tame, you could burn it where you are? But here it says a Miut that became Psuyote, you have to bring it back to Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, Amar of Chama Bar Ukva Lokasha Kan Machsanya Kan Mebabais. Depends who we're talking about. If it's a person who lives locally, if it's a person who's visiting, what's the difference? So Rashi explains, Kan Machsanya Shein Lo Eitzim. A guy who's visiting from afar, he doesn't have his own wood. Where's he going to find wood from? So he is Sor from the Atzim Maracha. He has a heter to go back and bring the miut and burn it from the Atzim Maracha, Umasnisin Bebal Bayis. So our Mishnah is talking about the Baal Bayis, who has his own wood. So if you have a miut, you could burn it in your backyard. But a guy who is a guest who doesn't schlep around wood, where's he going to find wood? So he has a heter to go back to burn it from the Atzim Maracha. Then the Gemara gives a second suggestion. Rapapa Amar, Hava Habachsan. In both cases we're dealing with guests. Kan Shehichsik Baderech, Kan Shelehichsik Baderech. The question is whether or not he's started his travels yet or not. If he's Hichsik Baderech, he started to leave, he started to schlep and carry all his luggage. And to make him go all the way back and get his stuff, there the Gemara says, Rashi says, Hichsik Baderech, Lo Hitchichu Lachsal Eitim. We don't start making him look around for Eitim. The guy's already schlepping, he's heading home. So there we have a heter, he's allowed to go back to Yishalayim and use the wood. And the Rashi points out, it's also Meduyuk because the Brisa says, Ketekatani V'chein Misha Yotza. Alma behechzik b'derech askinim. Right, the brayso we brought in the Gemara said ur minhu. We said v'chein mishiyotze mishlam, a guy who left, which means the guy started traveling. So the guy's traveling, and now to make the guy pause his traveling, start looking for wood. It's not easy to find wood in Yerushalayim. So he has a heter to go back and to Yerushalayim and just get wood, which is already prepared in the base of Migdash. But a guy who's not hechzik b'derech, he's sticking around for a few days here in Yerushalayim. So we're not so bothered by the fact he has to start searching around for wood in the area. He's not traveling anywhere. So a guy who's low hechzik b'derech, he has to find some wood, and he's not allowed to use the atzei maracha. So these are two different suggestions, when we allow them to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, and when we don't allow him to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. And then comes along a third explanation, Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid Amar, Li Olam Kedamar Mekar. Really the initial suggestion of Kan Machsanya, Kan Mebal Bayis. The Baal Bayis has his own wood, so he's not allowed to use the atzei maracha, but Achsanya, who does not have his own wood, can use the atzei maracha. V'yaf agav dul hechzik b'derech, even though the Achsanya hasn't started his travels yet, Achsanya came into Lesley, since he has no firewood, aso kitzikonim, we make him as the same din as tzikonim, which are the stingy people who always use the atzei maracha, we put him in that category, the tanan hatzikonim sorfen oso lefnei habira, b'shir lehanos me'atzei maracha, so since the Achsanya, even though he's not traveling, he's still sticking around for a few days, but lemaisa, he has no firewood here with him in Yerushalayim, so he's a guy we put in the same category of tzikonim, who do get hana from the atzei maracha, and he's allowed to use them to burn, even if it's a miut of the Karm Pesach that became Tameh. Fine. Now the Brisa says, Tani Rabbanan bo l'sorfo b'chatzareisem. Let's say they have some meat and they're going to burn it in their backyards. Matzei maracha, and they want to use the wood from the base of Mikdash. Ain shomin lehem. We don't listen to them. You can't use atzei maracha in your backyard. And let's say lefnei abira u'matzei atzman ain shomin lehem. And let's say they want to bring it to the base of Mikdash to burn, but they want to use their own firewood. That also we don't let them use. Has to either be your backyard with your own wood, or the base of Mikdash with the wood from the base of Mikdash. But you can't have another combination. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand the situation of Matzei Maracha, B'chatzareisem, Ein Shamin Lo, why you can't bring Mizbeach wood to your backyard and use it. Duma Paishin Minayu, Vasubu Lidei Takala. Let's say you have leftover firewood. So to use the firewood from the base of Mikdash to burn the Karim Pesach Shinitma, that's allowed, because you're using it for a kachim. But let's say there's some surplus. So now you can start using it to cook, I don't know, to cook your chicken soup. That's a violation of a getting hana from the Atzei Maracha, so that would be a problem. So that's why I understand you can't use Atzei Maracha in your backyard. Ela lefnei abira, me'atze atzma my time alone. Why couldn't you use your own firewood for the base of Mikdash? That would seem like a very nice thing. Instead of using the base of Mikdash's wood, use your own wood. You provide your own fuel. That sounds like a very nice thing. Why would you not be able to use your own firewood for the base of Mikdash burning? So the Gemara says two reasons. Rav Yosef Amar, Shelo Lebayish Es Mish Ein Lo. What's going to happen? You know, a few people are going to walk in. They're going to ask for some firewood from the base of Mikdash. You have some wealthy guy bring boatloads of his own firewood. It's going to make the poor guy look very embarrassed that he's got wood, I've got no wood. He'll be very, very uncomfortable. We want to make everyone feel very comfortable in the base of Mikdash. So there's no bring your own wood. Everyone's equal here. Everybody gets the wood from the base of Mikdash. That's one reason, not to embarrass those who don't have. And the second reason, Rav Amar, Bipnei HaChashad. There's a chashad. What's the chashad here? So what happens is after you've, let's say you brought your own wood, and you finished burning whatever you're burning, so then you have leftover wood. You pack it up and take it back home. People are going to be saying, oh, you see, Reuven's taking the Atzei Maracha, he's taking the wood from the base of Mikdash. Now, they didn't know it was his. They thought it's the base of Mikdash, just to avoid any type of chashad. We said, don't bring it for that reason. So there are two reasons, either because you're going to embarrass those who don't have, or because of chashad when you take home the rest of the wood. What's the nafkaminas? So Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between these reasons of lebayish shelo bayish is misha einlo versus mipnei achshad? Ikbenayu the icy kani v'charyuasa delo chazu the maracha. The guy brings some type of twigs, or I don't know exactly what type of wood this is, but some type of wood which is not fit for the base of Mikdash. So he's allowed to bring that and bring it back home because no one's going to think, oh, Reuven's taking from the atzei maracha because these are not pieces of wood that would be used for atzei maracha. So if it's for the reason of chashad, there's no chashad here." Because everyone knows this wood is not used for the Mizbech. But if it's to avoid embarrassing those who don't have, this would still be relevant, because it would embarrass those who don't have this type of wood, and that would be what the Nafka Minah of the Gemara says. Gemara now quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Tamin. So Maseches Tamin tells us that Rosh HaMaimid HaYamamid Es HaTmeim Al Shar HaMizrach. The one who's in charge of the various Tameim, he would stand and line up all the people who are Tamei, all the Kohanim who are Tamei, he'd line them up by the eastern gate. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rosh HaMaimid, HaMumuna Al-Kach, who was in charge, he would be Mamid Es HaTmeim Shel Beis Av B'chol Boker B'Shari Mizrachi. Right, Beis Av, each week, there's a special 24 Mishmaros in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohanim, the different families, were divided into 24 different groups, and each week would be a different Mishmar, and each Mishmar would have 2 weeks a year, right? The 24 Mishmaros, they're around 48 weeks in the year. 1 week is Pesach, one week is Sukkot, so those are out of that picture. So you have 48 weeks left in the year. So each Mishmar would have 2 weeks to work during the year. But there'd be sometimes people from the Beis Av, from that particular day, the Mishmaros were broken up into days. Those who would work on a Sunday, those who would work on a Monday. So let's say in the morning, there are a few people who would be Tameh. So he'd line them up, those who are Tameh, he'd line them up by the eastern gate. Rashi explains, B'chol Boker, B'shari, M'mizrachi, K'nisas Kaladam, Laher, Harbay, so everybody would see that these people are Tameh. Right, why would they do that? Why are they lying all the time? People, it sounds like a very embarrassing thing. This guy's Tamer, and this guy's Tamer, and this guy's Tamer. So what's the reason why he'd do this? So Gemara explains two reasons. Rav Yosef Kadei Lebaishan, in order to embarrass them, Dafka, you want to embarrass them. The guys weren't properly, they weren't careful. They became Tamer, so you want to Dafka embarrass them. Now this is Rav Yosef Lishitaso, he's the one who said, in the previous one, we want to avoid embarrassing those who don't have the firewood. This is where we want to do embarrass those who became Tamei, but it's the same topic of embarrassing a person or not embarrassing a person. So you want to dafk embarrass the Kohanim or Tameim. And Rav Amar, Mipnei HaChashad, just like he said, the question of bringing the firewood was one of Chashad. Here's, well, it's a Chashad. What's the Chashad? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, what's the Chashad here? So Rashi says, Mishim Chashad, People are going to start saying, where's Reuven, by the way? What happened to Reuven? Oh, if I went to work. So no, he didn't go to work. He wanted to work today, but he became Tameh. So here he is. The only reason why he's not working today is because he's Tameh. Don't think he went to do something else. He wants to work. But in order to avoid a chashad, that people think he thought his own parnasa was more important than the avoda. So Rashi says this. That again, shelo yechashdum shemipnei mlachtan hein nechdal milavo lavod avoda. So people shouldn't suspect them of working as opposed to the avoda. Umamidim sham kedei sheyiru osam bnei adam v'yodim shemachmas tuma hein chadilim. The reason why they can't work is because they're tamei, not because they chose their work, their parnasa, over the avoda in the base of Mikdash. So it's either because you want to embarrass them for being uncareful, not being careful, or to prevent any chashad. So Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says the two nafkaminas. My benayu. Mefanki is a person who's very particular and doesn't do work. He doesn't work. He likes to sit back at home and just go to brunch every single day and go out to eat with his friends and to drink at the corners of the. He doesn't work. This guy doesn't work. He sits and enjoys life. So for him, everybody knows that guy is batal melacha. So if Reuven didn't show up, no one's going to say he went to do work instead of avoda because he doesn't have a work. The guy doesn't work. But if it's because of to embarrass him, then we would have to line him up to make sure he's embarrassed. And the second explanation, which is pretty much the same as the first one, Inami de Kagadil Shishura, which is a guy who seems like stack or carry, schlep bundles of things, which is not a very high-paying price. So everybody knows the guy's not avoiding the avoda to make a couple pennies here and there. So it's not because of malacha. So if it's an issue of malacha and he didn't show up, so this is not a big deal. No one's choshed him for making a few pennies as opposed to the avoda. But if the point of lining him up is to embarrass him, then you have to embarrass him even though the guy has no other job or the job is a very low-paying job. These are two nafkaminas between Rava and Rav Yosef. Okay. The new mission begins now as follows. HaPesach sheyatza o shenitma yisarif miyad. Let's say the Karan Pesach was taken outside the Yushalayim where it becomes psul yotze, or the Karan Pesach becomes tameh. The din is yisarif miyad. You have to immediately burn it. Rashi explains here, Ma Pesach Shinitma Oshiyata Yisarif Miyad, Bar Basar, on the 14th, Ere Pesach, you burn it. The Ein Tzarech La'ashosa Ad HaBoker Shal Shishasar Shetubar Tzirasa. We saw this a couple weeks ago, that the different dinim when you burn a different psulim. If the psul is something that's intrinsic to the carbon, you burn it right away. If it's not intrinsic, it's something that's more external, so then you have to wait until the nightfall, it gets a psulina, and then you burn it the next morning. Now in this case, you can't burn it at the 15th, that's Yantif, so you have to burn it at the 16th, wait until the first day of Chol Hamoed. But we learn from the Mishnah here, when the psul is psul yotze, or the psul is psul of a tumah, you don't have to wait, you can immediately burn it miyad. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah then says, let's say nitmu habailim o shemesu, let's say the bailim or the owners of the Karan Pesach became tameh, or the owners died. So tu'abar tzeraso, you have to let it sit out overnight because that's not called the intrinsic psul. They're not the carbon itself. They're just the owners of the carbon. That you have to wait overnight and then v'yisarif, b'shishasar, and then burn the morning of the first day of Chol Hamoed, which is the 16th. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka argues and says, omer avzeh yisarif miyad, even in this case when the bailim either die or burn, you have to die or become tameh, you would yisarif miyad, you would burn immediately, l'fish ein lo ochlim. Yet granted, the people, the bailim, are separate from the animal, but that's essential. It's essential that they're bailim, part of the animal. That was, you have to have a guest list. You don't have any other carbon where there's a guest list. So you see that the guest list, the people, the bailim, are a chelek from the carbon, and therefore, if they're either tameh or they died, it would be considered an intrinsic psul to Karan Pesach, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka paskin, you would actually burn miyad. You don't have to. Tu'abar tzirasa. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Bishma Tameh, I understand the case of Tameh, why you'd have to burn with a source of burning carbon pasa or carbonos there Tameh. Ksiv in the Pasuk, Basar Sheyiga B'chol Tameh, Lo Yachel Be'esh Yisarif, that Basar Kachim, which becomes Tameh, you have to burn. Fine. That we have as a source, you burn Kachim that are Tameh. El Yotze Minalan, how do you know that a carbon, which is a Psul Yotze, that left the area where it wasn't supposed to leave, you burn that as well? So Gemara learns it from a conversation between Aaron and Moshe when the death of Nadav Avi. What happened? So the Gemara says, "Dechsev hein lohuva es dama el hakodesh pnima." They didn't bring the blood into the inner part. What's going on here? So Moshe was wondering why Aaron wasn't eating the carbon. So he says, "Did you do this wrong? Did you do that wrong?" He said, "No, we did nothing wrong." So what was the conversation? So Amar la Moshe la Aaron, "Madu lo achaltem es hachatas? Why are you not eating the chatas here? Shema perhaps nichnas dama lefnai lefnim." You can't take an animal and bring it to a Kodesh Kodashim. You can't take a carbon and bring it inside. So maybe he brought it into the Kodesh Kodashim. Is that why you're not eating the Chatas? Amar lo, lav, no, not true. We didn't bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim. So Amar lo, Moshe said, maybe Shema Chutz L'Mechitasiyah, so maybe it went outside. Psul Yotze, you took it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Chatas is possible. Amar lo, lav, B'Kodesh Hayitza. No, B'Kodesh Hayitza. It remained in the Kodesh. It remained in the Zara. It wasn't a Psul Pnim, it wasn't a Psul Chutz, no Psul at all. So Amar lo, so Moshe says, well, eat B'Kodesh Hayitza. If the carbon remained in the Kodesh, V'hein lahuvas dame la kodesh pinima, and you didn't bring it inside the Kodesh Kodashim, you didn't bring it outside the base of English, so madu ha lo chaltim osa, why didn't you eat it? So the Gemara doesn't tell us the answer here, but either because he was an onin, that's one suggestion, or they were tame, one of those two reasons, that's why not. But in this conversation, it's clear, michlal, the implication is, that dinafka, if they had brought the chatas outside, psul yotze, or inami, or Ayel Damalfnim, or they brought the carbon chatas inside the Kodesh Kodashim, it would be subject to Bas Shefahi. Right? They burned the chatas. Why do you burn the chatas? If you brought it outside, I get it, Moshe says. I get why you burned it. But they didn't bring it outside. But you could infer from here that bringing something outside of Psuyotze would be subject to Shefahi. So that's the source of why that which is Tameh is subject to Shefahi. That's a Mefurish Pasuk. And Psuyotze is also subject to Shefahi based on this dialogue. The Gemara now says last four lines of Pei Beis of an Aleph. It says Bishma, I understand Nitma Gali Rachmana Bekachim Kalim Kol Shekein Bekachim Kachim. So the pasuk that said Basa Sheiga Bechol Tamei Lo Ye Achel Ba'ish Yisari. If he's talking about Kachim Kalim, low level Kachim like a Shlomim, and if that requires Sreifa when it's Tamei Kal V'Chomer Kachim Kachim, such as an Ola, such as a Chatas, also requires Sreifa if it's Tamei Ela Yotze. This conversation between Moshe and Aaron was regarding kachi kachim. So chatas. So that gets strefa. But it doesn't mean a lower level kachim would also require strefa in an instance of yotze. Again, ashkechan kachi kachim, but kachim, kalim, and alan, what's the source that psul yotze would require strefa when applied to kachi kalim? Where's the source? And moreover, v'su. Hod the tani, the b'raith which teaches us, lon dama, let's say the dam was left that overnight, or nishbach dama, the blood was spilled, or Yatza Dama Chutz L'Klaim, was taken outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kaim Lama Sreifa, that the din is all these instances require Sreifa, Minala, what's the source that you apply Sreifa to all these other cases? So the Gemara says, Nafkalan Mid Rabbi Shimon. The Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bekodesh Be'esh Tisarif, Limeid Achatas Shesreifasa Bekodesh. This pasuk is talking about Achatas, which is Kachim, Kachim, which requires Sreifa. So the Gemara says, "Ainli elazubavad." I only know that chatas requires sreifa when it's a pasul. How do I know sharp psulim kachim kachim? Other types of psulim and emuri kachim kalim also minayin that also requires sreifa. Tamalomar bakodesh beish tisarv. It's a general statement that all types of kachim, all kodesh that are pasul require sreifa, whether it's kachim kachim, whether it's kachim kalim. This is the source that sreifa applies across the board. So Gemara says, "Ashkechan." Kachi kachim. This pasuk is only talking about chatas and other types of chatas, which are kachi kachim. But still, it doesn't talk about kachim kalim inalan. It doesn't address kachim kalim. So the Gemara says, Ela kol psule b'kodesh, all psulim of kodesh b'sreifa. Lo shna kachim kalim, lo shna kachi kachim, gemara gemirle. It's all a halacha Moshe Mishnah. It's a tradition. There is no source. How do we know all psulim for all types of karbanos, regardless of the levels, whether it's a kachim kalim, kachim kachim, they all require sreifa. It's based on a gemara gemirle, and that's it. And in regards to the diak we made from the conversation, Aaron and Moshe, that wasn't a diak. It says, chatas d'aron, mishem ma'isish haya kachaya. That was just a conversation. But that wasn't meant to be a drasha to infer from there that a yotze is a sreifa. You know why psul yotze is subject to sreifa? Halach Moshe Mishnah. Aaron Moshe had a conversation? That was a conversation. The Gemara just recorded the conversation, but that was not intended on making any diukum. So that's how we know that all kachim, regardless of the level, that are pasul, require sreifa. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Ulatana de Bei Rabba Baravuha. Damar, we saw this earlier in the Masech, this goes back to Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara says that Afilu Pigel Ton Ibor Tzura Minelon. How does he know that even Pigel is an intrinsic psul, and you would think that if it's intrinsic, it should be burnt right away, but yet he requires that Pigel have to be wait overnight until the morning to burn it. Why? What's the basis? Because he had a Gezer Shava Minelon Yalef Avon Avon Minosar. Just like Nosar is, by definition, left out overnight, is burnt the next morning. By Gzer Shava, we apply that to a pigle also, and not until the next morning does one burn it, but you don't burn it right away. So according to him, so he learns it from Avon Avon Minosa. V'nelef Avon Avon Michatas Aron. Why did he learn it from Michatas Aron, which is burned right away? So, right, the way Gzer Shavas work, I mentioned this a lot throughout the Daf Yomi Shirim, The Ramban writes in the Sefer Shirashim on the Rambam, he writes the different types of Gzer Shavas. Gzer Shava, we know, Ain Adam Don Gzer Shava Mi'atzmo. Your person cannot make up his own Gzer Shava. You have to learn it from your Rebbe, from his Rebbe, going back to Halach Moshe Sinai. So what the Ramban says is, not every Gzer Shava will be told every single detail. Meaning there's three components of a Gzer Shava. One is, what word is being used? Number two is, where the applications are? And number three, which halachas are passing through? Ramban says, we have to have at least one of them has to be known from the Rebbe. So either you can know which words, avon avon. We just don't know which applications. That's what Gemara says here. Avon avon is definitely gzer shava. Well, is it avon avon from Pigal, Nosar? Is it avon avon from Aram? Sometimes you have that you know two different halachas are connected, but you have to figure out which word. Sometimes you know, so either way, they knew the avon avon was such a gzer shava, but they weren't sure the application. So the Gemara says, maybe you should be learned from Chada's Aron, and you should have to learn burn Pigal right away. So Amalacha, he says, Chada's the Aron? Kia gavna nami ibor tsura ladoris bay. The whole case of Aaron, the situation was machlokas whether or not it was a psul because of aninus, because the Aaron was now an onin, or because of the tuma. Either way, had that been a regular case, it would have been burnt the next morning. But the whole mice of Aaron was a harasha, so they burnt it right away, whether it's to have more of an effect, to make it more dramatic, whatever the reason is, that was a special harasha. But had it been a regular situation, Einachanami Aaron's case of either Nidma or Onain would also have required to be learnt, burnt the next morning. That's what the Gemara says. Amalcha again, Chadas Aaron, Ki Agavna, this very case, Nami Ibor Tzura L'Doris Bai, it would have had required to wait overnight, had it been a regular case any other time. But Hasim over there, what had happened was Hara Shah Haisa, and that's where they burnt it right away. And since it was a Hara Shah, you ain't bo el chidusho, you can't apply it to another situation. So that's the sheet of Tanit by Rabbi Rabba Baravua, that you have to wait the next morning for all types of psulim. Now the Gemara says, continuing on the conversation, Hashda Damrina, now that we've established that Kol Psulei the Kodesh B'Sreifa, all types of psulim, that it happened to Karbanos require Sreifa, Loshna the Kachi Kachim, Loshna Kachim Kalim, regardless of the level of severity of Karbanos that we're talking about, it's a Gemara Gemirla, it's a tradition. The Kodesh, Be'esh Tisarif Lamali. What do you learn from those words? We don't need the words anymore. Once something is Halacha at Moshe B'Sinai, you don't need the Psukim. So what's the Drasha? So Gemara says, Ahu Mibarle Shet Sreifasa B'Kodesh. It's telling us, where do you do the Sreifa? The fact that it requires Sreifa, that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But where to do it? That's the pasuk that says, "But kodesh beish tisar, burn it in the azar, burn it in the base of Migdash." And then the Gemara says, "Okay, but what about the following pasuk? But basar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel beish yisar. If that's also unnecessary, because we know you burn it based on a halacha Moshe Sinai. So what do we learn from this pasuk? Lamali. So Gemara says, "Ahu legufa itzirich. That's needed for the very pasuk itself. What does that mean? Saka daitech. I mean, I would have thought which types of psulim would require burning. So I would have thought." Kol psulei kodesh could go, and what are examples of psulim that would require sreifa? Could go in lan dama, if the dam was left out overnight, or nishbach dama, or the blood spilled, you couldn't do the zrika, or if a yata dama, or the dam was taken out to the base of Migdash, or if nishchata balayla, or shechta balayla, all these things, the besreifa, the snail bichulim. These are all unique types of psulim that apply only to kachim. By chulin, you never have a psul of lun, or nishbach dam, or yotze, or nishchad balayla. These don't exist by chulin. These are all unique psulim that apply only to kachim, and therefore they require sreifa, a vow, nidma, if it became tameh. If the kachim became tameh, the bechulin nami mafsil, we have a concept that even chulin can be subject to tumah, so it's not unique to kachim, it's prevalent, it applies across the board. So the mechulin nami mifsal ema hol vis abed be'uvdin the chul. Since the tumah is a type of a contamination which applies even to that which is chulin, ema lo tibay sreifa. Maybe this should not require sreifa. V'tisagi le b'kfur. Maybe kfur would be sufficient. Why kfur be sufficient? Why you have to bury it? Look at Rashi. Rashi writes the top wide line of Rashi. V'tisagi le b'kfur. Kfur would be sufficient. Lagonda min ha'ayin, to bury it from the eye. Shelo yochlu klavim, so dogs shouldn't eat it. So you shouldn't have a kachim given to klavim. So you bury it. But you don't have the dafka burn it, because this is just a tumah, it's a regular psul that applies to kachim and to chulim. That's all the havamina. So the Gemara therefore says, kamash milan, we need the special pasuk. Habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei, even that which is tamei is no different than the other psulim. Lo yechel, rather, be'ish yisar, if you should have to burn it, like all the other psulim that are learned from Halacha, the Moshe Messina. Fine. Now the Gemara says, well, according from the Mishnah, we start off with on the bottom of Pei Aleph and Rebbe, said that if the Bailam became Tamei, or the Bailam died, so since that's not a psul that's intrinsic to the psul, to the carbon rather, you have to wait until the next morning to burn it. That was a Tanakhama. While Rabbi Yochanan Broka said, no, you could burn it immediately because the Bailam are essential to the carbon Pesach. So Gemara now says, this Machlokas, Amr of Yosef, HaMachlokas Shenitmu Bailam Achar Zrika Dischaze Baser Lachila. This whole discussion is only true if it took place after the Zrika, meaning when the Zrika had taken place, everything was done Kadas Kadin, and then the owners died or became Tameh, that's a Machlokas. But at the time, everything was done properly, because even the Tanakhama holds that the Karban Pesach requires Bailam, and the Bailam were present during the Zrika, so that was all fine. But after the fact, okay, if it's not Eden, it's not a big deal, everything was done properly. But Aval Nitmu HaBailam Lefnei Zrika, if the Baal became Tameh even before the Zrika, the Lo Ischaze Basel Achila, there was never a moment in time where the Karban Pesach was right to be eaten. Divrei Kol Yisarif Miyad. Even the Tanakhama would agree that you have to burn it right away. That would be considered an intrinsic psul to the carbon pesach. That's the Gemara's initial suggestion. So Gemara challenges this with the following brisa. Meisive. Zeh klal. This is the rule. Kol shepsula begufo Yisarif Miyad. We addressed this before. If there's an intrinsic psul to the carbon itself, you immediately burn it. If it's bedam or bebailum, if it's something that's external, whether it's a psul that happened to the blood, but not to the animal itself, but to the blood or to the bailum, that you say to ubar, to rasa, you have to wait overnight to burn it. V'yatzel beis hasreifa. So katani bailum dumya dedam. The Gemara equates the couples together bailum dam. Ma dam lufnei zrika, av bailum lufnei zrika. Meaning, the psul dam only applies before the zrika. If the zrika was already done, and then the leftover dam had a psul, that wouldn't disqualify it at all. Dam is only pasul if it takes place prior to the zrika. So just like the psul of dam is prior to the zrika, and you have to wait overnight before burning it, so too the psul of bailim is also before the zrika, and you'd still have to wait overnight. I mean, how could Rav Yosef suggest that if it was before zrika, everybody agrees you burn it right away? This brisa says before zrika, if the bailim pasul, you would still actually wait overnight. You wouldn't burn it right away. So the Gemara says, Ela yitamar hachim. If you're going to say something, say as follows. Machlok eshenitmu bailim lefnei zrika. So everybody agrees, if the Bailam became Tameh prior to the Zrika, if that was the situation, and it was never right to be eaten, everybody agrees it's a Psul Beguf, you burn it right away. Aval, Nitmu Bailam La'achet Zrika, Dischazei Basar La'achila, then Divrei HaKol, Psul Machmas Davar Acher, Ubay Iburtur. So he flips everything around now, and says if it was Tameh after the fact, where there was a point in time where it was right to be eaten, there everybody agrees that psul machmas davar acher, and it would require ibur tzura. So again, the machlokas is only before the zrika, and everybody agrees after the zrika, it requires ibur tzura. Okay, everyone good right now on that? Fine. So then the Gemara says, comes along with Yochanan, Yochanan Amar, no. Af la'acher zrika nami machlokas. He felt that even after the zrika had taken place, and the Bailam became Tameh, that even there's a machlokas, even if Yochanan Broka would say, you still would burn it right away, even though everything was done in Kadas Kadin during the Zrika, but still after the fact, the machlokas still exists, and if Yochanan says, you still do it miyad, well, Tanakhama says you do it afterwards, so he says, how do we know this? He says, v'azda Rabbi Yochanan tameh, Rabbi Yochanan goes to the Shitaso, damar Rabbi Yochanan said, that Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Rabbi Nechemya amru davar echad, they said the same thing, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hadaman, that which we said, that he says you burn right away. And Rabbi Nechemya, Mahi, where do you see Rabbi Yochanan says you burn right away? So Gemara explains that Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, zu lechach nemar ke'ila. Going back to Moshe Aaron, the case where another Vaviu died, so they didn't eat it. Why didn't they eat it? So Machlokas, if they didn't eat it because Aaron was the Onen, or because Aaron was Tamei, so Rabbi Nechemya assumed that Aaron was an Onen, and an Onen is not allowed to eat kachim, to din derisa, so that an Onen can't eat kachim. So that's what means ka'ela, like these, just like we are, Aaron was saying, we are owning him, we can eat it. That's the reason why, because of aninus. So the Gemara says, v'ha aninus, kal'achar zrikahi, v'chi istari fl'alter. The Gemara explains that aninus is the same din as zrika after the fact. How is it compared to zrika after the fact? Because if a carbon was brought, and a person, the baal became tamei, he can't eat it, so to an onen, can't he catch him either. So we're equating a baal shenitma after zrika to an onen, both of them can eat. So the din is, and since the onen, the case of the onen and Aaron, they burnt it right away, we can apply that as well to a Baal who became Tameh after the Zrika, he can't eat it either. It should require burning immediately afterwards. So we see the fact that he equates Rabbi Nechemia to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, he assumes that Rabbi Yochanan Broka says you do stray from Miyad, even if it's a Baal Manitma after the Zrika, there would still be a din of Sreifa Miyad. Okay, a bit of a confusing daf, the last few lines. Let's recap quickly. We'll end finish the daf. We start off today with talking about where a person would burn the Basa Kachim. Do you burn it in the Asim Maracha, or do you burn it with your own firewood? And the Gemara had a chilik between the Baal Bais versus an Achsanya. And then the Gemara had a chilik, no, even with an Achsanya, it depends if he started traveling versus he didn't start traveling. If he started traveling, we don't make him look around for wood. He could use the wood from the Mizbech. But if he didn't start traveling yet, he should try to find his own firewood. Then the Gemara had a discussion about people bringing their own firewood to the base of Mikdash, and you shouldn't use it either because of Chashad, he might take back the leftovers, so you're going to think he's taking from the Asim Maracha, or because we don't want to embarrass those who don't have, we brought an Afkamina. And then the Gemara has said a similar machlokas when they light up all those who are Tameh every single morning at the Eastern Gate, those Kohanim, either because in order to embarrass them, or in order to avoid Chashad, that they were opting for the job as opposed to working for the base of Mikdash. Then the Mishnah said about the Pesach Sheyatzo Shenitma, you burn right away. But if the Baalim were Nitmu, or the Baalim died, that's Machlokas Tanakama, whether you burn the morning of the 16th, or you would also burn immediately. We went to the sources. How do you know Psul Tameh is burnt? We initially suggested a Pasuk, and then Psul Yotza is based on the conversation between Aaron and Moshe. The Gemara then retracted and said, no, it's all Halach Mishma Sinai, that all types of Psulim, whether it's Kachay Kachim or Kachay Kalim, all are subject to Sreifa. Then we had the Das Yachid of Tanan Bei Rabbi Rabba Bar Avua, that said even pigal would require ibur tzura. You have to wait till the next morning, based on oven, learn from Nosar. You can't burn it right away. You burn it the next morning. And then we discussed if you have a halach mishma Sinai, what's the pasuk be'ish, because be'ish tesarif, that you have to do the burning, the sreifa in the base of Mikdash itself. And then the pasuk abasa sheyiga b'chol tameh is that even though you had a havina, that maybe tameh, so tameh is different than the other psulim, because tameh applies even to chulin, maybe that would require kavura, not sreifa. Pasuk says that b'chol tameh lo yachel b'eish yisarif, even psul tumah would require burning. And then we had finally machlokas, how to understand Tanakama Rabbi Yochanan Broka, is a machlokas only before the zrika, but after the zrika they became tameh, everyone agrees you burn it right away. Or no, really, everybody says, we tweaked it, say the machlokas is all before the zrika, but after the zrika everybody agrees you actually could wait until the next morning to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even after the zrika is still a machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broka. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.